We'd like to give each one a warm welcome this evening, and we appreciate those who have gathered with us here in God's house this evening, and also those who may be tuning in at home, and we bid you each one welcome in the Saviour's name. As we have announced, tonight is a deputation meeting on behalf of the Reverend and Mrs. Patterson, who have been labouring for the Lord in the land of Kenya. So we're going to start off. Let us now unite our hearts together in prayer. We come to seek the Lord, and we're conscious that we need his help and we need his blessing this evening. Let us all pray. Our loving God and our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank thee that this evening hour finds us gathered together in this thy house. And we rejoice, O God, that we are the living to praise thee. And we do thank thee, our Father, for the privilege of being able to come together in a public fashion in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we thank thee tonight for the one who is our Saviour, the one who is our Redeemer. We thank thee that he is on to his people wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that in our Lord we find that we are complete in him, that he is our all in all. And as we look by faith to him tonight, we know that in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge, that in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we ask, O God, tonight as we come in the name of the only mediator between God and man, that we might know of a great truth and with assurance this evening that we are accepted in the person of thy dear Son. And we acknowledge, O God, that of ourselves we are unworthy, and therefore we must come humbly, confessing, O God, that we are but sinners, sinners, O God, by nature, sinners by practice. But we thank thee for the cleansing power, for the value of the Saviour's precious blood, and that we who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by that precious blood this evening. And so, Father, we pray that thou wouldst fill each one of our hearts, even with that spirit of praise for thy so great salvation, and even for thy faithfulness to us through these dark and difficult days. And we do thank thee, our Father, for this meeting tonight. We do praise thee for thy servants that have come into our midst this evening. And we thank thee, our Father, for the Reverend and Mrs. Patterson. We do praise thee for the grace of God in their lives. We do thank thee, our Father, for the call of God into service. And we praise thee, O God, for that which has been accomplished for thee, even in the land of Kenya. And we would ask our Father that even through this period, when the work of God would seem to be hindered and hampered in so many different ways, but particularly through the spread of this coronavirus, we know that thou art the one who is in control of all things. Thou art the one who is sovereign. Thou dost have thine own purpose. And, O Father, we pray that even through it, thou wouldst be pleased to give great wisdom, give that needed guidance, and, Lord, according to thy divine and sovereign will, that the door would be open for our brother and his wife to return to that land of their calling. Bless the work of God as it continues there, even in their absence. And, Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst prosper that work spiritually, and that we might hear of precious souls that have been the saved of the Lord and have been added onto the church there, that the witness, O God, would be strengthened. And so we pray tonight, as our brother would come to speak to us and to give that report, and even as we would watch the presentation, we pray, our Father, that it might be a blessing to each one of our hearts. Undertake for all gathered here, and even those tonight who are in their own homes, presence thyself with them, and grant, O God, together we would know what it is to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Remember those tonight who are laid aside. We commit them lovingly to thee, most especially those, O God, who would be in hospital this evening. We pray for that healing touch to be granted, and that great wisdom and help would be given to doctors and to nurses. So, Lord, hear our prayer and continue with us this night. We commit our way to thee in the Saviour's great name. Amen. I would like to give everyone a welcome this evening to God's house, and we especially welcome the Reverend and Mrs. Patterson, and also Mrs. Patterson as well, to the service. So I'm going to invite our brother to come, and he will speak to us, and I'm going to remain in the pulpit. Not that I'm socially distancing from you, but I have still to control the video from up here. So I'll remain in the pulpit until we come to the video, and then hopefully I can come down and watch it with you. So we invite you, brother, and may the Lord bless you as you speak to us this evening.
Thank you, brother, for the words of welcome. It is a pleasure for us to be with you here in Hillsborough this evening, and we do thank your minister and the session of the church for the invitation to come and to share with you about the work in Kenya this evening. If you'd like to turn with us in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we'd like to read the verses 1 through 7 of the chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In this chapter, we have reference to the word charity. Now, the word charity here in this portion of Scripture could also be translated by the word love. And so let us read this portion of Scripture together. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. You may ask, well, how is the love of God manifest, or how should it be manifest in our lives? And following here in the verses 4 through 7, we have set forth 15 short statements which demonstrates that. In verse 4, 1, charity suffereth long, that is, it is patient. 2, charity is kind. And as we think of kindness, we think of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is our great example whenever it comes to kindness. 3, charity envieth not, that is, it's not jealous. 4, charity vaunteth not itself, that is, it's not boastful. It's not filled with one's own importance, with one's own abilities, or with one's own achievements. 5, charity is not puffed up, that is, to think much of self and little of others. Love gives, it does not assert. 6, charity does not behave itself unseemly, that is, it is not arrogant or rude. 7, charity seeketh not her own, that is, it does not insist on its own way, it will give way. 8, charity is not easily provoked, that is, it does not lose its temper. 9, charity thinketh no evil, that is, does not seek for revenge when we are wrong. 10, charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, that is, to gossip when others fall into sin. 11, charity rejoices in the truth. 12, charity beareth all things. 13, charity believeth all things. 14, charity hopeth all things. And 15, charity endureth all things. We have to say, as we consider what the Lord has to say here about childlike love, we have to say that so often that we fall short in these things. We fall short of the love of God and showing that love to others. And we have to say that all of these things can only truly be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our perfect example in all things. And so as we consider this portion of Scripture, do pray for us that in all our ways that we would be enabled to do as the Lord Jesus Christ would have us to do, that we would be enabled in our lives to show forth the love of God to those to whom we minister. You know, it's always easy to do right whenever everything is going well, but it is often much harder whenever we face difficulties and challenges. In Psalm 143, we find David, the psalmist David, praying for guidance and for the support of the Lord. Psalm 143 and verse 8, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." And so may it be so for all of us, and pray that the Lord would help us always to think and to say and to do as the Lord Jesus Christ would have for us to do, that we would show forth the love of God to others and those to whom we minister to. Amen. We would like to thank the Lord for undertaking for us for our time that we have spent in Kenya, and also for undertaking for us during this past year. We all have challenges in our Christian lives, and for us in the Lord's work, there have been those challenges. I would say that we have faced two big challenges, or there are two big challenges that we have encountered that have affected us. First of all, whenever we were in furlough almost 5 years ago in 2016, my wife Alison was diagnosed with colon cancer. And we are very thankful to the Lord that for the recovery that the Lord has granted to Alison, the recovery from both the surgery and from the chemotherapy. And we're thankful that Alison is keeping well. Now, many of you have known about that, and many of you have prayed for Alison. And for this, we are eternally grateful, and we acknowledge and we thank you for remembering Alison in particular in prayer. But then the second big challenge that we have faced is the situation that we find ourselves in with the COVID virus. We were doing deputation meetings last year until the 17th of March, and then because of the lockdown, we were not able to continue. And it's just now that we've been able to take up our deputation meetings again, and it's looking like as if there's going to be maybe another lockdown situation. But it is planned, and we hope that we will be able to continue with deputations, whether it's in actual practice or whether it's in over online on Zoom or whatever. But we have meetings scheduled from now until the third week in April. And so do remember us in our remaining deputation meetings. I would like to just say something, well, we'll say something later, a little later on after DVD, about the work that we have been doing since March of last year. And we'll do that after we show our presentation. But just now, before we show the presentation, I just want to mention four areas of the work, or four areas of our ministry, that are not mentioned in our DVD. And we encourage you to remember these aspects in your prayers. First of all, there is the radio ministry. The radio ministry is ongoing. We'll say a little bit more about that later on. But we do broadcast programs on two stations, and we're very thankful for the support of Let the Bible Speak and for all their help in that matter. We'll say a little more about that later on. But then secondly, there is a schools ministry. Alison has been involved with some discipleship class in the Christian Academy, and also we have been able to visit some schools and to present to the children copies of the Gospel of John, and also to talk to them about how we come to have our English Bible. And then also our church has an opening to a school just outside Catale to teach a PPI class, that is that is short for a Programme of Pastoral Instruction. Pastor Andrew has the opportunity there to take that class, and he's also the opportunity to take the morning the Lord's Day assembly in the school. There's something like about 400 children at the school, and 100 approximately of those children are boarders. So we thank the Lord for that opportunity. With the virus situation, schools in Kenya have been closed basically for the past 9 months. They are opening. Actually, the schools have just opened maybe today. Basically, they've started today. So do remember the schools in your prayers. With the virus situation, there's not the same witness in the schools as what there has been, obviously, with the schools being closed. But do pray that whenever this virus situation subsides, that the ministry in the schools will be taken up again. Then thirdly, a prison ministry. We do have an opening into a prison just outside Kakamega. It's called the Sukusu Farm Prison. This is a prison where offenders are sent whenever they near the completion of their sentence, and to prepare them for going back into the community. Although that we say it's sort of an open prison, it's not really open. I wouldn't like to try and escape, I don't think you would survive the attempt. But we do have the opportunity to go in there, and we're thankful for the Lord for that. And one of our pastors, the pastor in Kakamega, is having the opportunity to be a chaplain in the prison, and that grants him access to the prison and to minister to the prisoners there. So do remember that opportunity. Again, it has not been able to continue on the virus situation, but hopefully whenever the situation subsides, that ministry will recommence again. And then fourthly, remember the need that there is for the training of lay people for the work of evangelism and preaching. At present we have three trained pastors, but we have 5 pulpits to fill each Sunday. So there is a need for those to preach who maybe do not have or have had training in preaching. We have sought to establish or to put in place a homiletics course to help these men with their preaching. And our mission board are also planning a more extensive course to help with the training of lay people in the ministry. And so do pray for those efforts. So just now we would like to show our presentation, and then afterward we'll say a little bit about what we've been doing since March of last year. So if we can manage, if it works out, we'll have our presentation now. Yes, there was a time that we had thought about the fact that we're not going to be able here to return to Kenya. I have to say that even during the time in the darkest hour with Alison's illness, I had no indication that we were not going to return to Kenya. And we just had to take things a day at a time and leave it with the Lord. And in due time, the Lord did open the door for us to return. We had many challenges during the time that we were on a previous furlough. because in April of 2016, my wife was diagnosed with colon cancer, and that necessitated Alison having surgery. But it came to a point that we realised that Alison was regaining her strength, and that there was a possibility of us being able to return again to Kenya. And she has been able to involve herself in the work and be a part of it. And we acknowledge the Lord's goodness, and we're thankful to him for that. We're thankful that the Lord did go before us, that Alison's health had improved, and that we were able to get approval of Mission Board to return. Whenever we stepped off the plane, we really thought it was nice to be back in Kenya. And I suppose you could say it is our second home. We really looked forward to the work. One of the biggest challenges that we had at that time was the issue of our church registration. And that was something that has been hanging over us for a good number of years. It's necessary in Kenya for a church to have registration with the Societies Act. And the situation was not straightforward, because the government, they suspended the registration in churches in December 2014. It may have seemed at the time that we were meeting an impossible challenge, but we felt that we should pursue every possible avenue that we could. There was one evening that we were in Kakamega talking about the issue, and our brother Patrice Akale suddenly remembered that he had a lecturer in Bible College, and that this man had obtained the registration for a church before the government brought in the embargo for registration. Subsequent to that, we met with Reverend Kiari in Nairobi, and he was very willing to provide us with the registration. And in fact, at that first meeting, he presented us with the registration certificate, and he said it was ours. And that was a real answer to prayer. Now, although that the name is Glory Bible Church, it is under the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, and we have the same doctrinal beliefs, the same standards, and we're seeking to operate in the same way as our Free Presbyterian churches here in Ulster. We are very pleased that we have been able to obtain the registration. It seemed initially almost impossible, and even the fact that this registration had never been used, it just seemed as if the Lord had it there for us. At present, we have four churches under our registration. We have Bekeke, which is a work which is just outside Kitale. This is work that has been established a number of years ago. It has gradually increased, and at present, Pastor Andrew Chipto is a pastor, and he looks after the ministry. My first contact with Pastor Andrew was whenever he was a student in the BCFC Bible College. So I've known Andrew for quite a number of years. Pastor Andrew trained in the BCFC Bible College. He subsequently trained in the Geneva Seminary in the United States by correspondence, and he is a pastor now in the Bekeke Glory Bible Church. Our second church is at a place called Nyuporo, which is about half an hour's drive from Kakamega. This is a church that was established by the Reverend Ian Harris during the time that he was a missionary in Kenya. And this is the church where our sister Gillian Gillespie laboured for a few years at the end of her time in Kenya. We're very glad again to see the growth and the progress in this church, and it has got a thriving Sunday school, and at the present point in time the church is considering a preschool. The third church is a work in Kakamega. Kakamega is a university town. It's a town where we have been broadcasting on the radio for a time. It's also the town where we have our bookshop in Beulah Christian Literature. Some time ago, whenever Kathy Walker was in Kenya, there was a Bible study initiated in the bookshop. And then following on, our brother Patrice Akali took the Bible study. Pastor Patrice came to the work in, I think it was 2018. He had been involved previously with the Pastor's Conference. He had translated for Dr. John McKnight. And subsequent to that, he has come to minister with the Free Presbyterian Mission Society Africa. Now, each week, Patrice, he conducts a church prayer meeting, and then also there are Bible studies and book clubs in the bookshop. And from that Bible study, a church was commenced in April of 2019. And we're very encouraged with the work in Kakamega. The most of the congregation are students from the Must University. And we're really encouraged. Just before we came in furlough and talking with my wife, we just reflected on the spiritual growth that there has been in the life of some of those young people. And we're very encouraged by that. The fourth work is a work up by Kapunguria. It's called Tantana. And this is the most recent congregation to come under the umbrella of Glory Bible Church. The pastor in the church is a man called Emmanuel Lelimo. And we're thankful for all of the churches. And we thank the Lord especially for the pastors that we have. And we acknowledge the Lord's goodness in establishing these works. With the new churches and under Glory Bible Church, we do have a number of challenges and issues that we are working through. We're seeking to establish, first of all, we're seeking to establish membership in the church. And to that end, we have a discipleship class, which runs for a number of weeks. It covers various issues. And then we are running also a catechism class, whereby we're systematically going through the shorter catechism. So we're seeking to give the people a good grounding in what the Bible teaches. And we believe that in building a church that we need a good foundation. And that foundation is in the Word of God.
We need to overcome temptation because the Lord will provide a way for us to overcome.
One of our tasks in seeing the new work established is that we have committees, first of all, at local level, and each individual church has established an interim committee. Our role in that is training the committee. There are various issues, for example, the taking of minutes, the keeping of church accounts. And so there's a training aspect at a local level. But then also, each church has representatives on the Glory Bible Church Central Committee. And this committee has overall responsibility for the work of GBC. One of the highlights in the church year is the annual Pastors' Conference. This has been established for a number of years. It was initiated, I believe, by the Reverend Ian Harris. And the conference was held in Kakamega. We had somewhere in the region of 60 pastors. Dr. John McKnight and Dr. Lindsay Wilson and myself were the speakers. And we had a very profitable time. The aim of the conference was to train or to give teaching to pastors. And they also had the opportunity to purchase books in the bookshop, and also we made up various packages for the pastors. The training of men for the work is a very, very important part, I believe, of the ministry that the Lord has presented to us. I like to see people develop. I like to see them feeling a part of the work. I like to see them making progress in their own spiritual lives, and I see them making progress in the work of God. Over the past number of years, we have endeavoured to attend the agricultural shows. Initially, we had the agricultural show in Katale, and then last year we branched out to the agricultural show in Kakamega. I believe this is a tremendous opportunity to present the gospel. At the show, on our stand, we have an agricultural exhibit, and also we have a tent where we have gospel literature. The agricultural exhibit, we demonstrate two things. One, the production of seedlings, and two, solar drying. But the main purpose of our exhibit at the show is to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the agricultural exhibit, we've been able to enter into many good conversations, and it does create an interest. Agricultural show that usually lasts for 3 to 4 days, and during that time we distribute somewhere in the region of 30 to 40,000 pieces of literature. I believe that the agriculture is it's a stepping stone to present the gospel. We commenced the bookshop in Kakamega in the autumn of 2015, and initially our sister Kathy Walker looked after the work there. But the work in the bookshop has developed, and not only is it a centre where we can distribute literature, but also it has become a meeting place, and we conduct our Bible studies and etc. There. In Katali, we had the Armstrong Christian Bookshop, and that was that operated for a number of years in Katali. But the Armstrong Bookshop closed some time ago, and it has been a burden on the hearts of the missionaries and our mission board to see a witness in Katali. And just recently, we've had the opportunity to have a kiosk in the Mall in Katali. The kiosk is just a small structure, but we're able to display quite a number of books. In operating a bookshop, there are quite a number of overheads, and so we have been thinking about ways that we can be able to get literature out, to make books available. And so a book table ministry has developed, and we have a number of young people to whom we supply books at cost price, and also free gospel literature. We supply them with the free gospel literature, which they can distribute freely. And this is an avenue whereby books and literature can be distributed in places that we do not have a bookshop. The two pastors operate a book table, Pastor Patrice in Kakamega, and Pastor Andrew has a book table in Bekeke, and also in another marketplace called Sabanga. In addition to that, we have two young people, Godwill, who has a book table in Katali, and Victor, who has a book table in different areas around Katali. Our mission board had designed and published a series of five children's tracts in English, and there were quite a number of these were sent out to us in Kenya, and they were distributed at the agricultural show. But subsequently, we have been able to get these tracts translated into Swahili. And again, they have been printed and they have been forwarded to us in Kenya. And these are very readily accepted by the children, and we believe are very useful for presenting the gospel. The work among the children is a very important part of the work in the churches. And during the holiday times, the churches have convened a holiday Bible club. We call them VBSs in Kenya. These are convened in each of the three churches during the holiday time. My wife Alison coordinates part of that work. She's also been involved in the training of those who are involved in it. And we are very encouraged by the work. Pastor Andrew's wife, Mercy, is in charge of the VBS in Bekeke, and our brother Benson is in charge of the work in Nyuporo. In the VBS, usually there's a time at the beginning when they would sing choruses, and then they would have memory verses, which the children learn. And then following, there is a story, a message from the Word of God. Then following that, usually the children would fill in worksheets. Depending on the age, they're split into different age groups. The smaller children would colour in, and then the older ones would do more advanced workbooks. And in some of the VBSs, after they have completed their work, then they would have games. And then at the end of the week, we have a parents' day, where we encourage the children to come and to bring their parents. And again, that's a good opportunity for gospel witness. Music and singing is a very important part in the life of people in Kenya. People sing very well in Swahili, and they don't really need an accompaniment of a musical instrument in singing Swahili. But in the singing of English hymns, a musical instrument is a big help in the singing. Just recently in Kakamega, we have a number of students, and they have expressed an interest in learning to play a musical instrument. And my wife has been able to give them some instruction. And we're really encouraged in that some of these young people now are able to accompany some of the singing in the church service. We'd like to acknowledge the Lord's goodness to us and enabling us to be in the mission field during the past couple of years. We acknowledge the Lord's goodness to us and enabling us to return to the field. But we'd also like to, in particular, to acknowledge the role of our mission board and the support that they have given to us in enabling us to return to the land of Kenya. But we'd also like to thank in a particular way all of the people here in Northern Ireland and elsewhere who have prayed for us and who have supported us in a practical manner. I especially want to pay tribute to Miss Margaret Russell, who, as a pioneer missionary of the Free Presbyterian Church, arrived in Kenya 37 years ago. Without the vision, dedication and stickability of Margaret, we would not have a stable presence in the country today. She persevered in happy and encouraging days, but also in dark and disappointing days. She never wavered from her calling and her work over past years, which is enabling us now to look to the future and establish the work with registration and church planting. Please pray for Margaret as she prepares to leave the land of her calling in May. But we'd like to acknowledge all of the work and the help of our Kenyan brothers and sisters, because this is also very important for us, and they have made us feel at home in Kenya, and they have also encouraged us in the work, and so we are grateful for all who labour with us in the Lord's work in Kenya. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil. To engage in ministry and to encourage those involved in the Lord's work in Kenya. And there's a number of things that we engaged in. There's seven different areas that we were engaged in. First of all, we produced a little daily gleanings. The GBC church group had a WhatsApp group set up, and the pastors posted daily devotions on that WhatsApp group. And we commenced daily gleanings on the 26th of March last year, and it consists of a series of Bible verses with a devotional thought or a hymn on the chosen thought for the day. And these gleanings are from the one-year Bible, and we've presently completed somewhere about 285 days, and we hope to complete the 365 days by the end of March. So we post those each day on the GBC WhatsApp group, and we also post them on a Facebook page. And we have accumulated somewhere just short of 5,000 Facebook friends. I don't think I have that many friends in reality. But anyway, they're Facebook friends, and we appreciate that very much. Many are from Kenya, but we've also got a significant number from India and Pakistan, and with each continent in the world represented. Alison also posts Daily Light in Swahili. That is a translation project that she undertook and was encouraged by Kathy Walker some time ago. And that also has had a favourable response. Then secondly, the Zoom Lord's Day service. As the virus began to spread in Africa, the churches there had to close as well. The Kakamega Fellowship decided to conduct a Sunday morning service by the means of Zoom. And this is very beneficial for the fellowship because many of the congregation were university students, and because the university was closed, the students had to return home, but they were able to log in into the service on Zoom. And so that was appreciated by them. And as news spread about the Zoom platform, we had people who logged in from different parts of Kenya. And it also meant that we too, here in Northern Ireland, were able to be part of the service. And some of our brethren in Northern Ireland were able to preach from time to time. But then also, at that time when the Zoom service, Alison had a slot for speaking to the children. She did a children's address. And from that, a Sunday school developed in Kakamega. Before that, we didn't have a Sunday school there. But from that, there was a Sunday school that's been commenced at the Grey Apartments where Pastor Patrice lives, and also where we stay whenever we are down in Kakamega. There's about 45 to 50 children in attendance, and there are four Sunday school teachers. And so we're thankful for that. The physical services commenced again in Kakamega at the beginning of September, but we do continue with a Zoom prayer meeting. We have a midweek prayer meeting on Zoom, and that continues. We meet every Thursday at 3 o'clock Northern Ireland time for a Zoom prayer meeting. There are four of us who take it in turn to speak at the weekly Bible study and prayer meeting. So do remember that on your prayers as it continues. And fourthly, we have a Zoom pastor's prayer meeting. A pastor's prayer meeting was commenced and takes place each Monday morning. And the three pastors and myself, we take it in turn to bring the word, and we share the needs in the church, and we seek the Lord's face in prayer. Fifthly, the Glory Bible Church committee and subcommittee are also able to meet by means of Zoom. The central committee will eventually evolve to become, as it were, the presbytery of the church, and Zoom has enabled meetings both in the main committee and the subcommittee to continue. Now, as a subcommittee, we have been working on formulating documents for the doctrine and practice of the church. Now, there are some areas in that the church in Kenya has to contend with that we do not have to think maybe very much about here in Northern Ireland. For example, the influence of traditional religion, and also the issue of polygamy. Pray that the Lord will give wisdom in producing those documents for the church. And sickly with the radio ministry, the LTBS ministry continues throughout the year. The pastors, myself, and the Reverend Curran are involved in the production of the programs, and Alison, we record Alison singing some hymns in Swahili, which are also included in the programs. So do remember those programs, which go out on two stations, and those two stations cover the area that we work in, right up from north of Kapanguria in the north, right down to the south of Kakamega in the south, and also across the border into Uganda. So do remember the radio ministry in prayer, and also at this time some of the pastors are bringing their messages in Swahili, and that. So do pray for the radio ministry. And it's hoped that by the end of the year, or we hope sometime during this year, that we'll also have another radio station where Pastor Emmanuel will be able to broadcast programs in Pokot. So do remember the radio ministry in your prayers. Seventhly, there's the bookshops. We have two bookshops, the bookshop in Kakamega and also the bookshop, smaller bookshop in Katale. And the bookshop in Kakamega is a venue for a Tuesday lunchtime Bible study. And it's also a venue for fellowship for the students. So do pray for the bookshop, pray for the bookshop staff, that the Lord would be pleased to undertake for the bookshop ministry. Then eighthly, we have the printing of literature that we have been involved in. And one of the projects that we had started whenever we were in Kenya, we didn't see it to completion, but we have done this year. Mrs. Foster, as the principal of Kilskerry Independent Christian School, in her morning assemblies, she did a series of addresses on the Gospel of Mark. She chronologically went through the Gospel of Mark in her addresses to the children. Now, we've been able to compile that, and we have been able to print that in a book, actually two books, one in English, Behold My Servant, and we've also been able to translate it into Swahili. We've just been able to get 1,500 copies on the English and 1,500 copies in Swahili for the work in Kenya, and we hope that we will be able to distribute some of those books to those who are teachers in the schools in Kenya who are taking assemblies for the children. And I believe that the book will be very beneficial to them. So those books have been printed, and they're ready now to ship during the month of January to Kenya. So we thank the Lord that we've been able to get that project completed. But then other translation work. The Gospel of John, we have the Gospel of John is already in English, obviously. Revival Movement also have the Gospel of John in Swahili. But we also have been working on getting the Gospel of John printed in Igigusi, which is a language in the Kisi area of Kenya. And we've got the text for that. We've got permission from the Kenya Bible Society of Kenya, and it is with the Revival Movement at this point in time for printing. So do pray that project will come to completion. We plan to print 25,000 copies of the Gospel of John in Kisi. Then we've been given a grant from the Trinitarian Bible Society for 500 copies of a little camouflage Bible. And we've also purchased a further 500, and it's planned that we'll be able to distribute those to those who are police and army and prison personnel. And those also there on a previous container that was shipped for Revival Movement in the month of December. Then also, Alison has been doing Bible study notes. She's done a little series of booklets called Five Barley Loaves and Two Small Fishes, both in English and Swahili. That is ongoing. Three of the booklets have been printed. They've been given to a discipleship class at the BCSE Academy, and the final one is being worked on at this point in time. And then also, during the Zoom Sunday School, Alison, in the series that she did with the children, based their stories on the child's catechism. And doing those stories, she began to translate the child's catechism into Swahili. And that has been continued. And so we hope that, well, it has been translated into Swahili, and we hope that we'll be able to get it printed as well. Then also in the Zoom Sunday School, at the end of the Zoom Sunday School, Alison thought about giving the children a copy of this little booklet. It's called Into My Heart. This little booklet was produced by Noel Grant. That little booklet has been translated into Swahili. Now, we printed it just on a photocopier and give it out to the children who are involved in the Zoom Sunday School. But we're hoping that we'll be able to get it accurately printed and get a number of copies of that. In addition to that, we've also, the shorter catechism has been translated into Swahili, but we've pulled it together and we've put in further proof texts, and we hope also to be able to get that printed as well. Now, I think our time is basically gone this evening, but do remember those various areas of the work and your prayers. There is an application in for the extension of our work permit. Do pray that the Lord will be pleased to grant that. Do remember, too, Miss Russell, as she continues in her work and administration in the mission. There is much work to be done in the Lord's work in the Lord's vineyard in Kenya. And we're reminded in Luke chapter 10 in verses 1 and 2, or rather the verse 2, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the labourers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth labourers into his harvest." And so we would encourage you not only to pray for the different areas of the work that we've mentioned, but also to pray that the Lord would be pleased to call forth labourers into his harvest field. We have much to thank the Lord for. We thank the Lord for the help that has been given for the registration of the church, for the various churches, for the Sunday school teachers, for the Sunday schools, for the bookshops in Kakamega and Kitale, and even in these recent times for the Zoom app that has enabled us to have meetings and to conduct meetings even from Northern Ireland. And we thank the Lord for all his goodness to us, and we are encouraged, and we're always encouraged whenever the Lord's people remember us in prayer. Thank you.
I do want to thank our brother for being here this evening, and we've certainly enjoyed hearing about the work of God in Kenya and getting that update. And it's so encouraging to know that even in these days of coronavirus, that the work of God is continuing on there. And we do ask you to pray for the Lord's blessing to be upon it. It was great to see the videos in the different places, and also some familiar faces. My wife and Cherith and Ethan and others were out just a few years ago, and it was lovely to see those works that are continuing on to the glory of God. So we ask you to pray for them and to pray for the Pattersons as well as they continue to labour for the Lord. They do have prayer cards tonight. As you're leaving the church, do take up a prayer card, and it will remind you to pray for the Pattersons. And if you would like to support them on a regular basis, you can consider the little bit on the card that you can send back to our mission board office. And we're going to close the meeting tonight in prayer, but we would ask you to continue to remember in your own times of devotion the work of God in Kenya, and especially the Pattersons that have been with us this evening. There will be the retiring offering tonight, and that offering will go in its entirety to help support our brother and our sister in their labours. Let's stand together for a closing word of prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father, we do praise thee for the privilege of being here tonight. We thank thee, our Father, for thy presence with us and for help that has been given. And we do thank thee for the word of God, and we praise thee for the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And we pray, O God, that thou wouldst grant to us even that love within our hearts. Give us a love for our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Give us a love, O God, the one for the other, and give us a love for the souls of men and women, not only here, O God, at home, but even on the mission field. And we think particularly this evening of the work of God in Kenya. Give to us, O God, that love and that burden, even within our hearts, that we might seek, O God, to reach out even through prayer and through practical support, that work would be done for the honour and for the glory of our Lord and Saviour. We do acknowledge, O God, that without that love, we become as the sounding of brass and as the tinkling of the cymbal. But, O Father, be pleased to come upon us by the power of God the Holy Spirit, and grant that each one of us would be instruments in the hand of the Lord for good. We do remember the Reverend and Mrs. Patterson tonight. We thank thee for thy goodness and for thy grace toward them. We praise thee for thy healing hand even upon our sister. And O Lord, we pray that thou wouldst continue to go before, to lead, to guide, and to direct. And even for those matters of prayer that have been left before us tonight, help us, O God, to pray over them in our own quiet time, and grant our Father that we would know what it is to be faithful and to be fervent in the place of prayer. So, Lord, we commit our way to thee tonight. We commit our land to thee, O God, in these days. Be pleased, our Father, to even come by way of a divine intervention, and that there might be a turning, not only a turning back, O God, of the virus, but a turning of the hearts and souls of men and women to thee. So, Father, hear us tonight, and be pleased to abide with each one. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with each one, both now and ever. We ask it in the Saviour's great name. Amen. Well, due to the social distancing, we can't ask our brother